On the air. 16 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. We're shifting gears to announce an amazing opportunity and partnership that we as Kaya 959 and Kaya Biz are looking to embark upon as we look to enhance the universe, the participation of township-based entrepreneurs. If you listen to the show every Wednesday, you'd be well aware that we have a prominent feature called Ekasinomics. Quite literally, speaking to business owners and economic participants who build the economy ekasi in our townships and making sure that they bring a sense of vibrancy, innovation and solutions to those of us who still stay in the townships to make sure that we are also economically competitive and have services available to us. So we've decided in partnership with Standard Bank to have Standard Bank demonstrate how it is supporting entrepreneurs within the township by literally helping them rise above the noise. From load shedding to looting and unrest to lack of finance, lack of support. We're changing all of that by hosting a phenomenal conference, an Ekasinomics seminar, which will be taking place in the latter part of this month. To help us understand more as to how Standard Bank is going to help us unlock these opportunities and partnerships and make sure that you as a township-based entrepreneur can have the opportunity to join us. We join on the line by Naledzani Mosomane, Head of Enterprise and Direct Banking Propositions at Standard Bank. Naledzani, such a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Good evening, Guru.
Fantastic. I think you can tell how excited I am about this particular partnership and the difference that we're looking to drive for township-based entrepreneurs, right? But help us understand this from a Standard Bank point of view in terms of, you know, the opportunities that continue to exist in the market for township-based entrepreneurs.
Thank you so much, Google, and good evening to all of your listeners. I think there's a massive opportunity for township-based SMEs to really participate in the growth and development of our beautiful country. And as a bank, we've been very deliberate to say that we really want to support businesses, particularly those that are located within the township economy, across the three core pillars that we know businesses need support with in terms of access to finance, access to marketing, and access to resources.
Yeah.
We've done quite a bit of work within our enterprise banking segment as well as our enterprise development offering to really create solutions all aimed at supporting businesses that are located within the township economy.
Mm. And maybe let's refer to that, right? You've done a lot of work in terms of finding solutions to the challenges township-based entrepreneurs do experience. And maybe you can, you know, dig deeper and give us some more insight into the challenges and difficulties we typically experience, because this ties in directly with the theme of this particular summit called Rise Above the Noise. Help us unpack some of the noise that has threatened, halted, and even disrupted the growth of SMMEs in the township.
Yeah, there's been quite a bit. And I think I'll focus on maybe three or four key challenges that I think SMEs are located within the township economy really face. The first one I really want to highlight is the infrastructure challenges. And by infrastructure challenges, I mean the fact that roads are not being properly maintained, bylaws are not being adhered to, there's challenges in terms of connectivity, and all of these really make it difficult for number one, businesses to do business within the township. And they also, in some instances, deter corporates or individuals from investing within the township. Another key challenge that I think SMEs face within the township economy is really a lack of collateral. Mm. And that really comes up when many of these SMEs are looking to get access to funding. We find that because of the lack of collateral, it's very difficult for us to disperse the funding.
Yep.
And then another challenge that I would say SMEs within this economy face is really the fact that many of them are unaware of the opportunities that are available to them, not just from commercial banks, but also from what we would call your development finance institutions, which we have quite a few within our economy.
Mm.
And then the last thing I want to touch on is the fact that another key challenge that I would say SMEs face is the fact that they don't focus enough on the formal side of business. So that touches really on the financial management components, the compliance pieces, developing a go-to-market strategy for your business.
Yeah.
All of those would really summarize the core of what SMEs face from a challenges perspective.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm glad that you've touched on these particular levers, because typically these are the frustrations we often hear from entrepreneurs when we interview them here on the show. And as Standard Bank is looking to provide solutions and support to some of these SMMEs, I'm keen to understand, you know, why is it so critical? And why has Standard Bank chosen it to be this important for it to support the sector of South Africa's economy?
So as a bank, our group purpose is Africa is our home and we drive her growth. And if we bring it closer to our environment, we know that South Africa is our home and we drive the growth. The growth and development of this country is really anchored on the sustainability of small businesses, many of which are based within the township sector. We know that businesses that are located in the township create jobs, which in turn improves the quality of lives of the individuals that we aim to serve as a bank. We also know that the growth and sustainability of the bank is driven by the growth and sustainability of our business clients. And therefore, we actually have said we have a responsibility to ensure that the businesses that are within this township economy are really given every opportunity to succeed.
And maybe let's, you know, take a closer look at, again, you know, the partnership with Kaya 959. How is this, you know, become viable for Standard Bank as an institution to make sure that we really tap into the needs of these entrepreneurs directly and not just a general approach, but really seeking bespoke solutions and bespoke information that they can use to empower themselves?
Yeah, so for us, the decision to partner with Kaya FM really stems on the fact that we believe that there's strong alignment from both a Kaya perspective and a Standard Bank perspective, and firstly, ensuring that Black-owned businesses are given every opportunity to succeed, and secondly, in transforming the township economy so that it can thrive. I think as a bank, we've been really deliberate in doing a lot in showcasing that we are there to support businesses rise above the noise. We've put a lot of focus in attracting businesses within this market. And we've also been very deliberate in ensuring that we have the right type of solutions for this segment. So if I look at the work that we've done in creating what we call our low-cost MyMobiz account, which is a transactional offering which aims to support businesses with a business banker, the work that we do which speaks to enterprise development and the funding support that we do and the business development programs that we run. And also the last thing, if I look at the work that we're currently doing now, which focuses on launching a proof of concept, which we are piloting both in Gauteng and the Western Cape with our partner Label Fresh to enable businesses, particularly puzzle shop owners, with stock ordering. We've seen that there's a lot of synergies between what we are trying to drive as a bank and what Kaya is trying to do in ensuring that businesses that are located, particularly in Gauteng, are given opportunities to be sustainable, and where there is growth prospects, the opportunity to grow as well.
100%. I am so intrigued and excited by this, Naledzani, because it really does go to the ethos of why we do this, right? As members of the media, as key participants in the financial services sector and banks, to make sure that we really do shift the needle and take people forward with this journey that we look to embark upon. There's something so critical that you mentioned, you know, and as head of enterprise and direct banking propositions at Standard Bank, I can imagine that this is where you also try to bring together the various solutions within the bank to make banking, financing, the necessary resources and processes for entrepreneurs so much easier. And we've previously spoken to some of your colleagues at Standard Bank through the Thrive CEO, using technology as well as payment systems to monitor the growth, development and cash flow management of a business. And as you've mentioned now, the MyMobiz, which is another fantastic account offering clients and customers easy ways to manage their access to their funding, build the necessary credit score and background they need in order to be able to grow as a business. As head of enterprise and direct banking propositions, Naledzani, I'm keen to understand, you know, the typical mistakes that you see entrepreneurs or township-based businesses typically make. And maybe this might lean more to compliance and a few other themes that typically limit their growth. So in other words, help us think out of the box to you know, let go of the pitfalls and the faux pas that typically township-based businesses would commit. What are they and how can we learn from them?
Thanks, Kuzi. I think that's really a critical and important question. And if I think of maybe just one or two that I would like to touch on, the first one I would like to highlight is the fact that many businesses or township SMEs tend to think that when they're looking for funding, the bank won't look at them holistically, both in their personal capacity as well as in their business capacity.
Yep.
So you might find that as a business, you're managing your business finances very, very well. However, you are doing the exact opposite in your personal capacity. And I just think it's important to highlight that when we look at you as a bank, we look at you holistically, right? So yes, you might be coming for business funding, but we want to see how are you maintaining your finances and your personal capacity. What are you using that money for? Which is really important when you're trying to look for funding. Another piece I also would like to touch on is the lack of compliance and the fact that typically some businesses miss out on opportunities because they don't have the right documentation. So you don't have your CIPC document. You don't have your BBB certificate. If you need to be registered with a particular body or regulatory authority, and you might not have that certification, which really negatively impacts your business in terms of getting access to funding.
Yeah.
Then the last thing I want to touch on, which maybe just gets away from the funding component, is the power of networking and getting access to a mentor and a coach to really help you just, think about your business in a different way. Typically, when you're a business owner, you're so focused on what you need to do that you tend to not able to think about how do I grow my operations? How do I optimize my business more optimally? Who are the right people that I need to talk to? So I think there's a lot of power in mentorship and coaching. And there's a lot of power in identifying the right industry bodies or networks that could really help your business become sustainable.
Definitely. So important. And you're right. Networking, knowing the right partners to have on board and even, networking to such an extent where other companies can vouch for you and sponsor you and mentor you and assist you in terms of your growth. Now, Letzani, I'm excited. I definitely want everybody to be there and to make sure that we are able to direct everyone who will inundate us with questions, with themes, with concepts and obviously wanting to participate. Help us understand how do we get in touch? How do we assist and assess, whether or not this is the kind of platform for one to be a part of?
So I think if you really want to understand what we're doing from an Economic Summit perspective, there's a lot of media on the Kaya FM website, as well as on our Standard Bank website, standardbank.co.za. There's a lot of information there, which highlights what we're trying to do. And then if you want to also try and get a hold of us from a bank perspective, I think you can just send us an email on enterprisedevelopment@standardbank.co.za and we'll get someone to see how we can support your business beyond the summit.
Fantastic. That's what we want to hear. Support beyond the summit. Now, Letzani, I'm really excited for this and looking forward to hearing the feedback that yourself and your team at Standard Bank will share with us and many of our entrepreneurs. And most importantly, like you say, assisting us beyond the summit, how we pay it forward, see scale and witness growth that needs to come out from our entrepreneurs who happen to be based in the township. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Letzani. See you on the 25th, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the 25th. We're excited to be hosting the summit. We're ready for everyone.
Yep.
We're excited about the partnership. So I'd really urge anyone that's a township SME who's looking at sustaining their business, who's looking at growing their business to really, really become part of this amazing event that's going to happen on the 25th of October.
100%. Thank you so much, Letzani. Looking forward to it. You'll be there on the 25th. I'll be there on the 25th. And you as an entrepreneur, you can also be there. All you need to do is to, as you mentioned by Letzani, log on to our website, Kai959, log on to the Standard Bank website, and there is a number of communication that's been shared to make sure that you can participate in our first inaugural Economic Summit. I'm really looking forward to it. Don't say we don't invite you. Don't say we don't bring you on. So to all of you as entrepreneurs who have been reaching out to us saying you want an interview, you want to be profiled, this summit is where you need to be. Not only will you get to network, but you'll also get sustainable business solutions and support brought to you by Standard Bank and the many partners that we have on board who will interact and share feedback as speakers. This will help you build and create a sustainable business that you're looking for. As long as you implement the tools correctly and solicit the support, nothing can hold you back. It's officially 7:30.
Kaya Talk.
Kaya Talk. How much more?